Should we introduce ourselves?
Yeah, we should do that probably.
Right. Should we do it like professionally, like we know what we're doing?
We can try.
Okay, you go first.
I'll try. Okay.
Okay.
Welcome to the Acting Context podcast. This is a reboot. My name's Tim Gordon.
And my name's Joanne Steinwachs.
And this is a continuation of the Acting Context podcast. It originally started back in 2011 and ran until 2012, hosted by John Dellen and Jennifer Plum. Thank you, John and Jennifer, for all the awesome work that you did on that first iteration of this podcast. But yeah. This is the reboot.
So for those of you who don't know, ACT in context refers to acceptance and commitment therapy. It's ACT, and it's pronounced or talked about as ACT. So there you go.
And on this podcast, we're going to be talking to a number of different people who give trainings in ACT, who write about ACT, who do ACT. And the focus of this podcast, we've already-
And other third wave behavioral methodologies too. Not just ACT. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Because we have friends and colleagues in the compassion focused therapy world, FAP, functional analytic psychotherapy, DBT, MBCT. There's a lot of really cool stuff that's out there.
Mm-hmm. There really is. And it all has acronyms too, except for the compassion.
That's right.
What is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're really looking forward to having some honest, not that people get on podcasts and aren't honest, but just some really powerful and interesting conversations. We've already made 3 or 4 of the podcasts, and we've been very excited about how cool and delightful these conversations have been. Don't you think, Tim?
Yeah. The part that strikes me, and I like how you said honest, because it might be hard to pin this word down, but the types of conversations that we have on this podcast is, if I may speak in a colloquial way, is to just say real talk.
Like if you're going out to dinner together and you just started talking like that.
Just like that. Yeah. And in fact, that's kind of where the idea for us doing this podcast together came from.
Right. In that Indian restaurant. Oh my goodness. That's right.
In Denver.
When you came to Denver to do a training.
Yeah. I was giving a workshop and my wonderful friend Joanne comes to pick me up for dinner and we had a lot of laughs.
Oh God, we really did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We even commiserated about doing this work that is difficult. It's great work, but it's really hard work.
It is hard work. Yeah. And we talk about that. And for those of you who are not therapists or psychologists listening to the podcast, I hope you get a sense of that there's another human being on the other side of, sitting in the chair across from you. I think that might be really helpful and interesting for a lot of people.
Yeah.
We're not like we're portrayed on TV and in movies.
And I think that that's actually what's really been touching me about making this podcast with you, Joanne, is that the qualities of conversations that we're having are vulnerable. At times they're technical, but they're also incredibly validating just as a human experience, as being somebody who does this work and who's also really proud to do this work. But this career does get misrepresented in the media.
It really does. Yeah. Yeah. It certainly just sets my teeth on edge. I'll say it in a movie. Is there a therapist in the movie? I'm not going to see it. No.
Anytime that I have clients who are filmmakers or involved in anything with media production, I'll tell them please don't portray like an awful therapist.
Right. We're not like that.
Yeah. Please stay true. Mm-hmm. I'd also like to share with our listeners that not only is this a conversation between the two of us and our guests as well, but our listeners are really important to us and we'd like to engage them in these conversations. There's two very different ways that you can do that with us. And we're really open to you being a part of this a part of this podcast.
That would be really great. Yeah.
So number one is we have an email address, actingcontextpodcast@gmail.com.
And I am the person who is point person for that.
And Joanne, you're also on Twitter, right? Not so much.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Because we do have a Twitter handle, ACT in Context. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not the one who handles that.
That's right. And Joanne has wanted me to make it very clear to you that the tweets that I may be responsible for are not necessarily endorsed by Joanne.
And the email responses you get are not necessarily endorsed by Tim.
There you go. Fair enough. Maybe we've sort of covered our bases.
Yeah.
What would be really cool, though, is if you feel comfortable writing us an email about questions, comments that you have, feedback, or potentially if you're open to using some of this modern technology, recording perhaps your own audio response or an audio question that we could broadcast on the podcast, we might be able to use that, or video, because this is the really cool, innovative part about this podcast, is that this isn't just being offered to you as a podcast via iTunes or however you consume your podcasts as an audio, but we're also making this available as a video podcast on YouTube.
Yeah. So you could see expression, which is often really important.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Cool. We need to thank Marcel for his incredible behind the scenes work. None of this would be happening without Marcel Tassar, who handles our organization. He helps the guests get on the podcast. He reaches out to them. He helps them figure out the technology. And he does a lot of work with the technology. And Tim doesn't want me to say this, but Tim does too.
Well, I just appreciate the work that Marcel does.
I do too, yeah.
Since he's not visible on the podcast, it's really easy for...
We should get like a picture of him and hold it up. What do you think?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I think that oftentimes the people who are in front of the camera can get a lot of the credit. And so it's just thank you, Marcel, for everything that you do to keep this podcast organized and to keep us afloat. This is a really cool experience.
It really is.
Joanne, for our listeners, before we begin to wrap up, where can our listeners find out more about ACT, about its allied therapies and contextual science, and find out about trainings or other resources?
Well, they can go to contextualpsychology.org. This is all going to be in the show notes. And there's a calendar on there, which is kind of hard to navigate, but it's got a lot of good information on it about trainings, about workshops, about people doing work. You can also, if you like, if you're a professional, you can join the listserv where all of the people in our community are talking. And there's a link on the website to do that. And there is a listserv for people who are not professionals in the community to talk about maybe what your experience is of learning ACT as a client. It's very, very cool conversations there.
Yeah, it's a great website with
it's
a lot
of great website. Resources. Yeah, if you want to just spend like 5 or 10 days just getting a lot of information, just click on that and you'll be fine. Yeah,
very cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for our trailer for introducing people, giving them a sneak peek to this podcast. Mm. Joanne, I don't even think people know what they're in for. We have some really cool episodes already recorded.
They're so awesome. Yeah, we really do.
All right.
We're so proud of this. We're so proud of ourselves, aren't we? This is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really happy with how this project has turned out. And I'm looking forward to hearing from you, our listeners, getting your feedback about what your experience is of listening to this podcast. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you.